Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus, who is the Christ. Amen. Billy was a little three-year-old boy, and he was deathly afraid of the dark. Every night he'd get up maybe 2 or 3 o'clock in the morning crying for his mommy. So mommy and daddy, they tried to leave a light on in the hallway, but he'd still get up crying. They tried to put a night light in his bedroom. He'd still wake up crying. And his mother was pregnant. And so one night, like 3 o'clock in the morning, when she was cuddling and trying to comfort her son to try to get him back to sleep, he patted her belly and said, "Mommy, is it dark inside there too for the baby?" And the mother said, "Yes, it's dark in there." Then Billy said, "Well, the baby doesn't have a nightlight in there, does he?" And mommy said, "No, there's no nightlight in there." Then the boy hugged his mother, and he patted her belly again, and he said, "Do you think the baby is scared in there in the dark all by himself?" "I don't think so," she replied, "because he's really not alone. He's inside of me." And it was a very special moment between mother and son. Suddenly, the mother got inspiration. And she said, "And it's, Billy, it's the same with you. It's the same with you. When it's dark and you think you're all by yourself, you really aren't. I carry you inside of me too, right here in my heart." Mother remember looking at Billy's eyes, and he looked at her, and his eyes got dreary and closed, and she carried him back to his bed. And he never woke up afraid again. You know, children aren't the only ones who are afraid of the dark. There's much darkness out there these days. Sometimes there's much darkness in here too. There's once a man named Nicodemus. Nicodemus, who was brilliant. He was a leader. He was a Pharisee that knew the law. He was a Sadducee that knew the justice. And he was a really big deal in his community. From all outward appearances, Nicodemus had it made. And people would go to him for advice. But in reality, Nicodemus knew deep down inside that outward appearances could be deceiving. And he met and saw this Jesus of Nazareth. What he said, how he interpreted the law, how he treated people, threw Nicodemus's world upside down. All that he learned, all that he taught, it was now turn into question. He knew that what Jesus taught, who Jesus is, touched something very deep inside of him. And he had questions about the way he conducted himself, questions about what he learned as a Pharisee, questions what he learned as a Sadducee, their interpretation of the law, the letter of the law, rather than the way Jesus interpreted it, the spirit of the law. So Nicodemus was in the dark. He was a little afraid. And it seemed appropriate that he would go and seek out Jesus at night. So one night he screwed up his courage and he went to see Jesus. And when he comes to Jesus with his concerns and his confusion, what does Jesus do? Does he make it light and bright and easy? No. Jesus makes it much darker for him because he tells him that in order to enter the kingdom that Jesus preached about, he must be born from above. He must be born again. And he says, "Wait a minute, how can I enter my mother's womb a second time?" "You can't. I can't be born from above. How can that be?" Jesus said, I tell you for certain that before you get into God's kingdom, you must be born not only by water, but water and the Spirit. And Jesus goes on, parents give life to their children, but only God's Spirit gives you total life, unity and identity with God, a whole life, abundant life, life that never ends, eternal life. Jesus was inviting Nicodemus to risk going into the dark that Jesus made darker, and to live in Jesus' vision of reality. Jesus was inviting Nicodemus to lose his life in order to find his life. He was inviting Nicodemus to lose his mind and come to his heart, to make that long journey from your head to your heart. Not saying the head's wrong, but if it's not interpreted by the heart, it's not interpreted the way of God and the way of Jesus Christ. As Martin Luther once said, faith is the yes of the heart, something deep, or he could say the yes of the soul, something deep inside of you that says yes to God. Then Jesus continues where our gospel lesson starts today, this morning. Jesus reminds Nicodemus of the time in the wilderness when the people were complaining, we don't like this food, we want to go back to Egypt, blah, blah, blah. And these fiery serpents came and they bit them, and they were dying, and some were sick. And Moses goes to God, and God says, well, make a bronze serpent and put it up. A poisonous serpent, set it on a pole. The origin of the people's suffering and death. Look at that. So Moses trusted in God. He obeyed God and he placed that bronze serpent on a pole. And when people saw it, they were healed. Does this symbol of a serpent on a pole remind you of anything? What? Medical profession. The medical profession. The caduceus. And that they got that from this story. But also Hermes, who was the Greek god of healing, had a pole with a snake on it that would heal people. The ugly, poisonous snake, the thing the people dreaded, the last thing the people wanted to look at, was God's way of healing them by looking into the darkness. And by looking into the darkness, they found healing, found the light. Look into the darkness to look into the ugliness, even here, God is working for good. Look for Jesus even in the darkness and you will find him. Jesus tells us not to deny the darkness in the world, not to try to escape through shopping or booze or drugs or sports. Well, don't try to escape. There's darkness. Not to deny it, but look into it. Look into the shadows of your life and let Christ light up and help you. What that means for us as Christians is to look into the darkness of the cross, the ugly instrument of torture by the Roman Empire, the first century gas chamber and electric chair, the ugly thing. Look to the cross. And just as Moses lifted up that serpent in the wilderness, so must the Son of Man be lifted up, that whoever believes in him may not perish, but have what? Huh? Eternal life. That means when one of our friends are buried out there, then that's not the end. When I die in this world, that's, in fact, the early Christians never said you died. They said you fell asleep in the Lord. And he woke up in his likeness. Eternal life. You know, one of my heroes is Bishop Oscar Romero. He was very brave. In fact, there's a movie called Romero, but there's books about him. And he was the Archbishop of El Salvador at the time of the early 1980s, when there was a government that was lying about what Christians were, and they were attacking, some priests were being killed, people that were proclaiming the good news were being attacked, and they because the government wanted to have arms, and they wanted to have power, and they wanted to have a dictatorship, and there was trouble there. And Oscar Romero proclaimed Christ, But he knew that it wouldn't be easy. And one time he was so overwhelmed. And he knew that by proclaiming Christ very clearly in the gospel against the arms and putting down the weapons, he would be attacked by the Bunta and the military militia. And he said to God, he said, "Lord, I can't. I can't do it. You must do it. I'm yours. Surrender." Kind of like when Jesus was in the Garden of Gethsemane. "Lord, take this cup away from me, but not my will. Your will be done." Or on the cross when he said, "Father, into your hands I commend my spirit." Total giving over to God. To God. Not God came to us in Jesus Christ, not to judge us, but to take away our sin. God so loved, get that, loved the world, that he gave his only begotten Son. Whoever believes in him should not perish, but have eternal life. For God sent his Son into the world, not to condemn the world, but to save the world by grace. To be children of those who live by the truth are seen clearly in the light. And we know that what they do is simply done in God. Lent, these 40 days are a time to face the darkness, face the shadows in our lives and in the world, to face them knowing that we are not alone, but Jesus Christ died and rose again, and he's coming again, to believe in him. We don't have to be afraid as we trust in Jesus, because he so loved the world that we receive what? We receive what? Eternal life. And not just when we die. Right now. Live in that life. The peace of God that passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen.